Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Kendra is calling into the Jeff and Jen Show right now. She needs some help from the family and could use your advice.
Kendra, what can we do for you today?
Okay, so I have an issue with one of my really great friends. She sent me, or you know how Evite does these new text message invitations? So I get a text message invitation that says, you've been invited to my friend's gender reveal party for her baby.
Okay.
And the problem is it's a gender reveal party for her six-month-old son.
What?
Like, okay, right? And so I don't know what to do. So I get this text message, and this is a gender reveal party, and I look and I read the Evite, and I'm like, okay, maybe there's what in the world's going on with Evite? So I called her, and sure enough, she said, yeah, I'm throwing a gender reveal party at my house, you know, and she goes on to tell details. And I'm just sitting there listening to her, and I said, what? Do you know what a gender reveal party is? Like, we know he's a boy. And
right.
She says, yeah, I know. And then that was it. Like, she just said, I know. And I don't know how to tell her. Like, you can't throw a gender reveal. I don't know what there is to reveal. I even asked her. I said, is he going to be there? Are you going to dress him in gender neutral clothes? I don't understand. But I really think she's kind of stupid, and I love her. She is a wonderful, loyal friend. But she's stupid, and I have to really put a stop to this because like, she's registered for gifts, and you can see in people's responses, you know, because I check the box where you can see when people respond because they're like, this is too good. And sure enough, no one knows how to say it without being like, what are you doing? Are you this stupid? So anyway, I'm completely at a loss and I don't know what to do.
And it's not even like they could think that she meant to throw him a first birthday party because he's not even one yet.
Right.
Because that's what I would think. I would be like, oh, she's throwing him a birthday party, but she accidentally picked the wrong theme of the Evite, right?
But you said you called her and she is aware. Like, so she knows. So she's aware that she's throwing a gender reveal party.
Yes.
And is she doing anything at the party? Like, are there going to be balloons that are a box filled with, like, blue balloons?
That's the best part. So she asked me if I would be willing to pick. We have a bakery close by to where I live that makes these amazing cupcakes. She asked me if I would order cupcakes with blue icing in the middle.
Like, so weird. Do you think she's
weird
pregnant again? Like, do you think it could be that she's pregnant again and this is her way to reveal to everybody that baby's gender?
Wouldn't that be cute? No, she even says in the description of the party, she says she's having a gender reveal party for her son, Michael.
All right. So, wow. And you have called us up because you don't know how to tell her that she's that dumb?
Yes, without being completely condescending. But it's gotten to that point where other people who are invited have called me. We've got a group text going where we're trying not to be mean because she's so sweet. But this is just the dumbest thing I've ever been a part of, and I have no idea how to handle it.
Yeah, does your friend have the internet? Because how many little gender reveal videos have you seen where people are hitting baseballs or kicking soccer balls or poking balloons or boxes?
How about this? How about the fact that the baby, the guest of honor, is never at the party?
Right. They're always pregnant. Like, has she never seen a gender reveal video?
A gender reveal party when the human is already outside of mom's body is just a pantsing. Like, it's not a gender reveal party.
So, well, at first weird. I was thinking it was going to be like some, maybe she's super progressive and she doesn't want to assign gender until they're 6 months old. Like, I tried that route, but no.
No.
I mean, this, no, it's not the case.
Kendra, could it be that your friend is having, like, mom brain or, like, has lost it a little bit?
Is it a cry for help?
Like, it could be.
She's just not a very smart person. She's just not. And
okay.
this yeah. Yeah. We had a baby shower for him already, and we knew it was a boy then, too. I mean, I bought... Yeah. Mm-mm.
So the question then that you're seeking guidance on is, if you have a really, really dumb friend in your life, can you ever tell them that they are really, really dumb?
Yes, basically, in a nutshell.
Okay.
I think we can get you some advice for that. All right, 404-263-0941. Can you help Kendra? We hope so. I'm not sure.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
Relationships are complex, especially friendships, and that's why we want to help Kendra today. She needs some help from the family right now. Kendra, if somebody's just jumping into the Jeff and Jen Show, can you give them a little explanation of what's going on with your friend?
So, one of my very dear friends has decided to throw a gender reveal party for her six-month-old son. And I don't know how to break it to her because she is a very sweet, wonderful person, but she's also one of the dumbest people that I know. And I would like to break it to her gently, that she can't throw a gender reveal party when the gender has already been revealed.
Which should be obvious given the name of a gender reveal party.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll try to get you some help here.
Thank you so much.
Chris in Madison wants to help. Hey, Chris.
How are you?
Fantastic. What do you think she needs to do?
What she needs to do is sit her friend down in front of YouTube with gender reveal videos until she realizes how stupid she's being.
Just give her some examples. Aww. All right, Sarah in Lawrenceville, what would you do?
I would say that we just sit her down and tell her it's not the correct form of party. Change it to maybe a sip and see where everybody comes and meets the six-month-old baby, and they already know that it's a boy.
That's a really good idea. Because you've been to sip and sees before, right?
And we have one this weekend.
Yeah, those are fun. She could still have the blue cupcakes.
Do you think Do you think it's a situation where she just doesn't realize, like,
what it is?
What just came up maybe in what I just thought about. Do you think that maybe since she's had her kid that a lot of her friends aren't coming over to hang out with her or to get to know the baby? And so this is her kind of, not necessarily manipulative way, but kind of manipulative way to get people to come over and hang out.
Could be like, I'm a lonely new mom. Mm-hmm. Please save me from this. Ashton in Douglasville, what would you do?
So I'm actually wondering if she had a gender reveal when she was pregnant, because maybe she just wants to have one because she didn't get to, and she wants those pictures for like memories and stuff. I know it's kind of weird, but gender reveal is kind of a big thing.
So
I don't know if maybe she missed out.
Yeah, she missed the window. Now she wants to DVR her life. Like, oh, I'm going to rewind
and
insert
rewind and do it
into the scrapbook. That's actually a really good thought.
But isn't that like doing a ribbon cutting on a Dunkin' Donuts that's been on that corner for 4 years?
It is, yeah.
Oh, we're just going to go with it.
We're just going to insert some history in the timeline that just wasn't there in the proper way of history.
Well, we didn't have a ribbon cutting back when we first started selling donuts back in 89. But, you know what? It's a few years later. We're going to do it anyways.
Do it now.
All
yeah.
Right. Cool. All right. Thank you, Ashton.
Thanks, Ashton.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.